If we look at agricultural commodity trading and food processing firms today, the top four grain trading companies, Archer Daniels Midland, Bunge, Cargill, and Louis Dreyfus, control 75 to 90% of world trade in grains and oil seeds, such as corn, soy, and wheat. 60 to 80% of the trade, storage, processing, and milling of grain in the United States is controlled by just four companies. Corporate concentration is similar in the meat industry, but not so much global as regional and national in scope. For example, in the United States, just four firms, Tyson, Cargill, Swift & Company, and National Beef Packing Company, account for more than 85% of the market for beef processing. Only four firms account for the U.S. broiler chicken market and 46% of the pork market. As one looks across the world, there's a similar pattern of food trade and industrial processing by a relatively small number of corporations. 83% of the world's cocoa trade is controlled by just three firms. 85% of the world's tea trade is controlled by three firms. And 75% of the world's banana trade is controlled by five firms. One company provides 90% of powdered milk to Brazil. The 10 largest food and beverage companies account for 28% of the world market for packaged food, and the top 100 food and beverage firms control 75% of the entire world's packaged food sales. Some call this conglomeration of transnational enterprises World Power Food, Inc.